It's Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm David First. Roller skating has a decades-long history in New York City and became a keystone of African-American culture here in the disco era. But in the early 2000s, one by one, New York City's beloved rinks closed down. There's now just one dedicated year-round rink, and it's on Staten Island. But the pandemic is bucking that trend, and this summer, a surge of interest in the sport from a new generation of skaters means the offerings are plentiful. WNYC's Gwen Hogan has more.
Inside a steamy Bed-Stuy gymnasium, roller skaters are lining up, getting their temperatures checked, and lacing up. They glide in circles around the gym, spinning and weaving across the wood floors, some in pairs, some alone. There are splashes of spandex, neon, and leopard print, others in more casual street clothes. Twice a week, husband and wife duo Donna Gibson.
I like the whole turns, I like the inside turns, I like the backward turns.
And Edward Jacobs teach lessons and run an open skate. They've both been doing this for decades. If you're lucky, Jacobs will glide up to you, ask you what you're working on, and offer you some tips.
So I'm going to show you a right outside pivot turn.
At 8 o'clock, the lights dim. The disco ball starts spinning. Rainbow light splashes across the room. And the dancing begins. It's sweaty, and it's glorious. Brooklyn Skates has hosted skaters here in this gym for more than a decade, and older regulars have come for years. But now the crowd includes a bunch of younger skaters, and a lot of them got into the sport since the pandemic began, like 25-year-old Issa Jamira.
I really appreciate this rink because it's a great introduction to skating. The rink isn't too fast. You have the elders here to, like, essentially guide you.
34-year-old Brendan Albury was homeless and out of work when he got into skating early in the pandemic. He now makes custom skates with your favorite pair of Jordans. The pastels on the market just weren't his style.
So I think people see it, it like looks cool. They try it, and the thing about skating is it's addictive, and you get better day by day, so you become addicted to getting better.
Two more pandemic skaters, Brynna Tucker and Genesis Valenzuela, are taking a rest on a bench outside the dance floor. They agree, it's addictive.
You're ready to, like, devote your whole life to roller skating, so.
I know, mad people, they want to quit their job just to roller skate.
The surge in interest means during this third pandemic summer, there are a handful of places to roller skate on any given night. Elaborate pop-ups, one at Rockefeller Center called Flipper's Boogie Palace.
The hottest spot in the summer!
And Disco Oasis in Central Park. There are seasonal rinks at Brooklyn Bridge Park and Riverside State Park in Harlem, and a lot of skate events all across the city. The pandemic helped jumpstart this skating renaissance. People were at home with spare time, looking for creative outlets. But it wasn't all that. Folks like Harry Martin have been trying to bring it back for years. He's 33 years old and grew up skating at Empire in Crown Heights. When the beloved rink closed in 2007...
Everyone stopped skating.
Almost a decade later, he was invited by chance to roller skate at an event at Lefrak in Prospect Park. He immediately fell in love all over again, but the vibe wasn't quite right.
My culture was missing, African-American culture.
He shopped around and found Brooklyn Skates and the Central Park Dance Skaters Association. They've overseen a skate area just north of Sheep's Meadow since the 1990s.
It was a nice groove, but then the crowd was 40 and up.
He started the Roller Wave in 2016, shortly after. Pop-up skate parties at venues that attract a younger crowd, playing music he wanted to skate to. He nicks top 40s in favor of R&B, Afrobeat, Afro House. The crowds are even bigger now, with thousands of skaters at a single event.
A lot of people were dealing with grief, you know, loss, sorrow, depression. So everyone felt that way, and everyone needed an outlet.
Now, there's so many seasonal options for roller skaters, it can be hard to decide. But as one skater put it, the winter here is rough. All they need now is a dedicated year-round rink, one that's easier to get to than the one on Staten Island.
I'm gonna come back, yes!
Gwen Hogan, WNYC News.
To learn more about where you can roller skate this season across the five boroughs, visit gothamist.com.